This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Triple Bypass acknowledges that we broadcast from the lands of the Kulin Nation, and the Wurundjeri people are the traditional owners of this unceded territory. Always will, always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
I'm bisexual.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
On Joy
94.9.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy. So
it's Jennifer from the Representation Hour, but it's not the last Tuesday of the month. I'm just popping in to say happy birthday to Triple Bypass. Happy birthday to all of you who've been around for 2 years and all of you who are listening for the first time. It's so exciting for me that we get to come together every week and talk about what it means to be bi-plus, how we exist in the world, and then once a month to come and chat to you about how we exist in popular culture. So happy birthday, you bi-beautiful creatures. Love you.
We love her too. You're listening to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. Before that, we had Don't Stop Me Now by Queen, and that was Jennifer. My name is Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James.
And it's our birthday.
It's our birthday.
We are two years old.
And we look pretty awful for our age, if that's true.
But our leg muscles are strengthening. We're stomping around, aren't we?
Vocabulary is getting bigger.
We're in our terrible twos. So in the coming 12 months, you can look forward to tantrums.
Demands.
We're going to say the word no a lot.
And why? Or is that later?
My first word was actually more. That's right.
Bisexual from birth.
And we have a very special guest at the beginning of our studio today. We are introducing you to the founder behind Triple Bypass.
Our creator.
I'm the birth mother.
Andy Mack from Joy 94.9 is here in the studio with us.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while, and I'm very excited to be here on the second birthday. Yes. And I'm so pleased you guys are still going and going so well. It is awesome.
Well, we are going very well. In fact, just off air, you're talking to us about the podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sure this doesn't come across negative because it is super positive. You guys do a podcast, and it's been in... Joy has heaps of podcasts from heaps of shows, and Triple Bypass has been on the top 10 list for
ages.
A year or something.
About that, yeah.
And there are so many different huge groups and so many mainstream ones that aren't making the top 10. And, you know, everyone sort of says, oh, bisexual is very, you know, specific niche. And niche in particular, but there are a squillion people who need to hear it because it's so awesome. So it's fantastic.
Oh, well, we're reaching... Dad's proud.
Well, we are. And thanks to Ruby and others who are, you know, promoting the show on Facebook. And if you want to check out the Triple Bypass Facebook page, you go to...
You can go to Triple Bypass on Joy. You can also find us on Twitter at Triple Bypass and on Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy. You can also check out our podcast on iTunes or at joy.org.au/triple-bypass.
We're not on Snapchat though, because nobody understands Snapchat.
No, I barely understand Instagram.
Can I just say though, promoting the hell out of it on Facebook won't get listeners if your content isn't good, and your content is consistently listened to. One, because it's good, and two, because there's a need for it. And there's so, you know, bisexuality is like the iceberg with just a bit showing, and there's so much that's still got to come out, so you guys have to keep doing what you're doing.
We are starting to see more and more as each show goes on just how important it is. I mean, we're getting messages internationally, we're getting emails, and also from around Australia. And if you do want to join in the conversation and also get involved tonight, you can do so. You can SMS us on 0427 joy 949 or send us an email onair@joy.org.au.
I think it's great because, Andy, you actually panelled for the first grid that we were doing.
I did.
Which just feels like such a long time ago.
And I sent you a few messages too while you were talking.
Yes, you did. And you always do very good alliterations with Meredith.
From Carlton.
I felt so loved.
But then after a few shows, it got to the point you were ignoring my ones because there were so many real messages coming through, which is awesome.
So why, Andy, why did you, a gay man, puts time and energy and focus, very specific focus, into making sure a show about bisexuality happens on Joy?
Can I tell you first, I spent about 5 years wanting to put this show together, just looking for the people who were right to do it. But I wanted to do it. To me, I'm amazed that some gay people sort of go, oh, who cares about trans people and who cares about bi people? It's so, if you have any empathy and brains, it's so obvious. Gay people have been discriminated against and been on this journey and, you know, things are getting better. And bisexual people and trans people, it's exactly the same. They're just not as far along the curve in terms of recognition and there's more stigma and whatever. But it's exactly the same. And when you've been through that journey, isn't it obvious that you know, if you can lend a hand to someone else, of course you should. It's just such a no-brainer. And I can't believe more people don't do that.
More people are getting on board with that now.
Right.
Did you say?
I find that the bisexual community tends to sort of do a bit of allyship as well, and mm-hmm. we've been cheering very loudly because there's been big strides for recognition for trans people in the last 5 years or so, and we've been waving pom poms for that.
Between 40-50% of the trans community is bi or pansexual. There's that kind of, I think the B and the T have always stuck pretty close. I just think it's interesting that, you know, we're just kind of waiting for the rest of it. Like, guys, wait, no, don't get too far ahead. We're still back here.
It's our turn.
I'm interested to see what proportion of the population bisexual eventually is, because I think there's still so much that isn't out. There are people who've lived their whole life without coming out, and it's just going to take a few generations till one day we're going, oh, wow, it's 15% or something.
Well, I think even recently they found, like, so Triple J released some data from surveys they've done. They showed that, and, like, one of the headlines is, like, you know, only 50% of LGBTI millennials have come out, which wasn't true. It was 80-plus percent gay men and lesbian women have come out between 18 and 29, and 40 and 43% for bisexual men and bisexual women.
Right.
And so, like, you know, that just kind of, like, been, like, the averaged out was about half. I'm like, no, there's a very, literally half as much bisexuals to
Right, and to come out, we need representation and visibility, and I think this show has, we can't underestimate the significance and importance it's played in the bi community, because we are starting to bump into people and to hear from people in queer spaces more and more that they listen to the show and it's really helped them.
And in fact, speaking of, one of the first guests we ever had on the show, you might recognise this person. Mm-hmm. I was very excited when you brought them on.
Hi, this is C.S. Picat. Mm. Happy birthday to Triple Bypass. As a bi writer, I want to say a big thank you to Triple Bypass for the work the show's done highlighting the voices of bisexual artists and creators. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, I have to say, when I told the guys that I knew C.S. Picat, whatever, I thought, oh, they've never heard of her. But Ruby is like number one fangirl of the whole world for C.S. Picat.
I had just finished the books. I just finished all three of her books, the Captive Prince trilogy. She's got some new books out. They've got some new books out now about fencing. It's very queer. Yeah. It's very beautiful. And then they signed my books and it was just a beautiful evening.
Yes, I was trying to peel you off them, actually.
No, look, you were not. You were encouraging me. Don't tell me like you're a good influence. But actually, speaking of, I'm not going to be playing up tonight, but I actually did speak to another bi writer, Mara Wilson, or Matilda, if you go back a long time this morning. Yeah. Yep. So she's coming to Australia for the first time on August the 24th for the Melbourne Writers Festival. So check out, she's on a few different panels there, including one with Neville. Neville, who've also had on the show. We're posting that up as a podcast exclusive. We talked for 57 minutes.
Exactly.
Pretty. I was watching the timer, and also I've improved since when we talked to Margaret Cho, because my voice only went up half an octave. So I think I'm getting better, which is, you know, all we can really hope for.
Right. And we did talk to Margaret Cho in the first grid, was it, of this of the show? So we've had to. I mean, we hit the ground running pretty hard.
Yeah,
we did. And it's all been up there from there. But so, guys, stay tuned. We'd love to hear what moments from the show have stood out to you. And we'd also want to get a huge thanks to Andy for making this all happen. It's been a life changer, I think.
It is good that I've made it happen, but you guys have done the hard yards and stuck to it. Just, and that's really what matters. So
thanks,
good on
Dad.
You.
Thank you for giving birth to us.
Yeah.
You're the best.
My pleasure.
We'll be back right after this break. Coming up is Sia to be Human and some more cute messages. Stay tuned. This is Triple Bypass second birthday on Joy 94.9.
Under a tree, under skies that big, set it high. I felt you walk right through me. You're the thing that I invoke. My old persistent ghost sent to make me crazy.
And oh, it's hard now. The time it works out.
Tigers have me now. I don't care. I hear them howl. I let them pay right through me. Ooh. Can you help me not to care? Every breath becomes a prayer. Take this pain from me.
And oh, you're so far now. So far.
easier to live with. Yeah, what's the point of knowing it if you can't change it? You can't change it. Just cause I predicted this doesn't make it any easier to live with. What's the point of knowing it if you can't change it? You can't change it.
So if your mind is too loud, your emotion it gets too much, I'm not ready to give up.
Radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Misty from Bisexual Plus Community Perth. Happy, happy birthday, Triple Bypass. Thank you so much for the work you do increasing bi visibility in Australia. It's so important for people to see themselves reflected in the media. You are doing a smashing job.
Smashing.
Can I jump in? I agree with Misty 100%. Joy goes all week with all this gay stuff, which is fine, but there's just, you know, a little smidgen of bi stuff, and it's great that we've got it, and more would be good. We need bi voices out there on this and on other programs and in other places. We really need it.
You're listening to Triple Bypass, and that is the Mac Daddy of Triple Bypass.
It's the Mac Daddy. It is Mac Daddy.
That's Andy Mac, the person who basically created and put forward the brief for the show and built the team up. My name is Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I'm James.
And we are celebrating the Triple Bypass being on air for 2 years.
And you just heard earlier Misty from Perth, who is doing some amazing bi activism at NWA.
And before that, you heard Sia, who is bi, and To Be Human from One Woman, who is also bi. And I just like that song.
Right. And all these brilliant bi people who are doing wonderful things. And one non-bi person, our Mac Daddy right here. Andy, I want to remind you of how...
I'm the whitest person in the world, just about. If this wasn't radio, I wouldn't be called Mac Daddy.
I would compete with you for the white thing. I reflect
flash. Sorry, go on.
Well, we were just talking about how, you know, the creation of this show and you giving birth to us, you know, hopefully it wasn't too painful, but we were doing a shoot at Channel 31 Studios, and right. I was behind one of the cameras, and during one of the breaks you came up to me and you said, "Hey, I hear you're bisexual."
it's a difficult thing to jump sometimes, isn't it?
Right. I was just glad somebody noticed.
This is why I give out badges, people.
I don't know how I heard or knew or whatever, but I've been looking for years for some awesome bi people to do this show, and I found them.
Well, it's true.
There's nothing wrong with your eyesight that day.
Good. I'm glad you went. I think I knew you wouldn't be offended. You know, even if you weren't bi or if you were sensitive or whatever, I knew, no matter how clumsily I said it, because I'm not, you know, totally, I totally support bi people, but I say the wrong things possibly sometimes. I need some educating, but
no, it was great.
But in spirit, I am 1,000,000%.
It's sounding like a whole sort of medieval quest, you know, King Arthur and the bisexual grail.
I was finding the holy.
It was. Yeah. Andy in armor with a big sword, going, "Are you bisexual?
Well, and will you work on radio? Will you work
will
out
you
on
join
radio
me in my quest?
Because yeah, I knew quite a few bi people, and I just thought, it's not going to work. And I sort of had I was going to try and start it and then give it up and let you guys do whatever, but I had a sort of a theme. I want you to say, we're bi and we're cool and, you know, we don't care. I didn't want sensitive. I wanted cool, ruthless, dashing,
and that's
flashing.
And that's where that was my thinking.
That's where Ruby came in. That's right. And then the three of us with Christina, we formed the early Triple Bypass team.
That's right.
And, you know, we really helped to make this show, you know, to give it what it needed to let it grow some legs.
For me, finding that show, I've mentioned this a few times, but that was I think we talked about our first episode. We're all sitting around the studio, and then after the mics were off, we're just like, I think this is the first one I've actually ever sat in a room that's just bisexual people and talked about our stuff.
Right.
And I think that was kind of, you know, that was once you got a taste for it, just kept coming back for more. Now we do have some messages to read out, which is very exciting. First one, hi team, happy second birthday from Meredith and Carlton and Alan from Altona. It's been a while.
Oh, thank you guys.
Pleasure.
Another one, dear Ruby, Anthony and James and Jennifer, this is a love letter slash text for Triple Bypass. I was so excited to discover your show at the LGBTIQ plus Women's Health Conference. I'm from regional New South Wales and hadn't heard of Joy or Triple Bypass before, but boy and girl, am I glad I did. Thank you so much for your amazing BIPAN news, discussion, shenanigans and empowering representation. Happy second birthday. Enjoy from Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Sarah.
Oh, I've got one from Jennifer. I hope the studio is bursting with birthday love with peak bisexuality tonight. Mm-hmm. Wearing mostly purple with blue and pink highlights, watching the greatest Bi Plus radio show in the world. Happy birthday. And watching the delightful Sam Anderson in Bicycle at Butterfly Club. Mm. It is a brilliant show. I saw it last night.
Right.
A one-man show that's basically an exploration of mental health and sexuality done through a spin class.
Right.
It's so good.
I've got the shiny purple on tonight too.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
I note I'm the only one in purple tonight.
Yeah. I was wearing a coat and my badges do say Bi Furious and Out Proud Bi because Joy got Bi badges. And also,
this is a very special message. Our former producer has just sent us an email. So thank you, Claire, who says, happy birthday to the Divine Triple Bypass team. Ruby, Anthony, James, Jennifer and Lewis, our podcaster. Thank you for that, Claire. I just got out of my bicycle spin class, wink, and wish you all the joy in the next year, Claire Bear. Thank you, Claire. And thank you for all the amazing work you did to help produce this show for Two Grids. And we couldn't have had our shit together without you.
So much of the polish and the fact that we sort of have something to talk about and have a person in the studio to talk about it with, a lot of it is thanks to the hard work that Claire put in giving us a structure and giving us procedures.
Yeah, so, you know, we got the birth and then we got the school teacher who was like, now here's actually how you live your life.
Yes. The mentor.
One final message. Happy birthday to my favourite Joy FM show. 2 years of laughter, great music, news, insights and interviews. Much love from Kiki.
Good on you, Kiki.
Oh, bless.
Awesome.
If any of you guys want to jump in, how can they get in touch, James?
You can flick us an SMS on 0427JOY949. That's 0427569949. Or flick us an email on air at joy.org.au. Or you can tweet us at Triple Bypass, send us a message on Facebook. But, yeah, SMS and phone is the best way.
For tonight, definitely. We can't follow all the different social medias at once. I know you think we'd be able to.
Yeah, funnily enough, it's hard to run a radio show and talk on the radio show and check social media on like five different channels all at once.
I will say this, my use of bisexual puns has gone up like by at least 3,000% in the last 2 years, much to the distaste of all of my bi friends.
It's funny how that happens. The vocabulary around bi puns increases the more we come out. So, and then we start to make shit up.
Oh, it's great.
But isn't it good if you're of a minority and you've been sort of abused or made fun of, it's great to own the words and the phrases and whatever and take all the sting out of it and wear it and push it back. And
yeah.
Well, that's like when I found out that the first bisexual magazine was called Anything That Moves.
Isn't that awesome?
I thought it was so good. My main thing is if someone said, Ruby, make up your mind. I'm like, no, that's biphobic. I won't choose. That's always my go-to.
That's really good. That could have been the name of the show if I'd heard that before.
Anything That Moves.
And there's a wonderful bisexual comics collection called Anything That Loves, which I think is a beautiful twist on that.
Oh, yeah, well, that's all wholesome and stuff, isn't it? All right, guys, we'll be right back after this short message, hopefully to some yep.
We have a surprise coming up.
We have a surprise coming up, so stay tuned. You're listening to Triple Bypass, our two-year birthday show on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Josh from Melbourne. Happy birthday to Triple Bypass. Your show has been so important to me in helping me embrace my bisexuality. Thank you for everything you do. Bye.
So, one of our sort of queer anthems that we play a lot on this show is, I know a place...
On Triple Bypass, which you're now
on Triple Bypass,
to.
On Joy 94.9, which you are now
with Ruby,
listening
James
to.
And Anthony.
Is I Know a Place by Muna. And I'm going to play it live for you with my uke. I'm not quite Muna, but I'll give it a go.
you told me you don't want to go home tonight. And you tried to just shrug it off when I asked you why. Did somebody hurt you? Somebody hurt you. But you're here by my side. And I knew, 'cause I can recall when I was the one in your seat. I've still got the scars and they occasionally bleed. Somebody hurt me, somebody hurt me, but I'm staying alive. And I can tell, when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy. And it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place. I know a place we can go, yeah, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapons, lay down their weapons. Just give me trust and watch what happens, 'cause I know a place we can run, yeah, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Don't you be afraid of love and affection, just to lay down your weapon. So right now, it's like you're carrying all the weight of your past. I see all your bruises, yellow, dark, blue and black. But baby, your bruise is only your body trying to keep you intact. So right now, I think we should go and get drunk on cheap wine. I think we should hop on the purple line. 'Cause maybe our purpose is to never give up when we're on the right track. And I can't tell, when you get nervous, you think being yourself means being unworthy. And it's hard to love with a heart that's hurting. But if you want to go out dancing, I know a place. I know a place we can go, yeah, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Just give me trust and watch what happens, 'cause I know a place we can run, yeah, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Don't you be afraid of love and affection, just to lay down your weapon, just to lay down your weapon. They will try to make you unhappy. Don't let them. They will try to tell you you're not free. Don't listen. I know a place where you won't need protection, even if it's only in my imagination. And I know a place we can go, where everyone gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Just give me trust and anything can happen. And I know, ooh, I know a place we can go, where everyone's gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Just give me trust and watch what happens, 'cause I know, ooh, I know a place we can stay, yeah, where everyone gonna lay down their weapon, lay down their weapon. Don't you be afraid of love and affection, just to lay down your weapon.
Great! James Dominguez on Triple Bypass, here on Joy!
Woohoo!
Awesome.
That was great. That was my first ever live video on Instagram.
While singing backing vocals.
They're humming backing vocals, being like, I don't know the words for that bit. I don't know the chorus. Which is how I do most of my singing.
Awesome.
So, now, James, so you last, the last time you played for us live was, last time you did your original song, I think, the first time was at our Radiothon show.
Oh, yes, when there was a song that I sort of co-wrote. There's a friend of mine who's a wonderful musician and songwriter, Peter Hayden, who... he was writing a sort of an upbeat bi pride anthem, and he was like, I've only written one verse and I'm a bit stuck on lyrics. Do you want to help me out? And I helped him write the lyrics, and then when it was time to record it, he was like, do you want to do the vocals? So we did, and then we ended up recording it, and we played it on from loudspeakers on a truck while we marched in Mardi Gras in Sydney. And I heard it like, and I heard it like 8 times in a row, and maybe got slightly sick of it. But
when are you playing it on this show?
He did. That was our first
good.
Radio.
Oh, good. Sorry,
that was the first good. Time I played you on this show. I also played Scar one time.
Yeah, yes. You did. Yeah, but I think that was the first.
Time there was the radio. Live. The radiothon show was when I played.
When you say Scar, do you mean the Missy Higgins song, or do you mean the British type of music?
No, I didn't play a Scar song. No. Okay,
and if you want to listen to that original song, you can find the podcast, which if you just look up a radiothon, it'll be the one from 2017.
And I highly recommend looking up the song. The original song by Muna as well. There's a beautiful semi-acoustic version, which is incredible. I know a place by Muna. It's amazing. And I only know about it because of this show, because I heard it played on this show when it was a brand new song. And I was like, this just became immediately a personal anthem for me.
Can I ask on behalf of nerdy listeners, how do you spell Muna?
M-U-N-A.
Thank you.
James has got that on lock.
And now, if you want to catch that performance by James just then, the one you just heard, you can go to our Facebook page. It'll be up there tonight.
Or if the next 24 hours, it'll also be on our Instagram.
Right.
Which because like, we just recorded it. We were just very excited. So James has been with the show now for a year and a half.
About 18 months, something
18
like
months,
that.
Yeah. And so... But you were before that. You were a guest on the show.
I was a guest on the show. There was a bit of a story there.
There is a story there.
So yeah. So I was all getting ready to leave home. I was just gearing up to come into the show, and then I got a message from Anthony saying, "Hey, you might not want to come in. We've had a bomb threat."
I remember. So I'd gotten the tram in, and this was 2016. Yeah, it would have been. And this was just when... Because I was still doing the current affairs program and things starting to heat up a bit in discussions about the plebiscite. This is actually just before the bill came through and was shut down in the Senate. And I got there and I saw the people who I knew were supposed to be on air just milling around outside Starbucks. And I was just like, all right, got out there and I saw the police outside the studio. And so that's when we heard about that. And so Anthony rocked up. We're like, we're not sure there's going to be a show.
It was very disconcerting. It was the first time I'd ever actually felt... like me and my people were targeted for something very specific, for being queer, basically. It was quite concerning, and I was very aware that I was trying to make sure that you came in okay, that you were looked after for the first show.
And it was great, because Anthony was like, we've been told we might get the all clear, so the show might go ahead, but, we can do something else. You don't have to come in, if you don't feel safe. And I believe the exact response I gave was "fuck 'em." I think that's what I said. I went, "No, I'm not going to stay home."
And then actually, we could go on air, but we couldn't talk about it. So we had to go on there and just do this normal show, while feeling, I think, like, and we were all kind of in a pretty weird state.
Yes,
because it was the beginning of that round. There was a lot of discussion around, we haven't even started the campaign yet, and this is already happening, and. But I think it was that kind of a... There was that moment of just like us all just, James rocked up and there was that solidarity of like, yeah, fuck him.
So we just stood out there on Bourke Street listening to a street performer and some screamy people walking by just being...
Waiting for the cops, having a few, like, black humour comments to each other.
Yeah, my first time on here, I really bombed.
Because I was like, can we play Here Comes the Boom? They're like, no. I was like, but it's funny.
Boom, boom, shake, shake the room.
We just couldn't do any of that. Now, we did get another message in from Clary. Happy multiple birthdays, multi-gender attracted people. I love your love, Anthony, Ruby, James and Jennifer. May the world join and welcome our bi positivity and so we can all become entwined like laced fingers. Much bi love, Clario.
Oh, thank you, Clario.
Clario is
you.
A spoken word that's, poet. So I think,
yeah, that's a message from a poet.
Yeah, Clario came on our radiothon show and did a spoken word. It was gorgeous.
Yeah,
amazing. Well, it was so powerful.
They're actually looking at doing one for Midsummer. So check it out for that. And it's called, I think, like, you must... am I queer enough to enter? Right. So, and also if you want to send us a message or a beat poem, you can do that on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. And you can, again, catch James doing a very beautiful live ukulele version of Mona's I Know a Place on Instagram for the next 24 hours or on Facebook tomorrow.
Yes. And don't forget, this show is for you. When we can't do it, actually, without you and your messages and your support, it keeps us motivated each week. And the very encouraging messages that we get often, and one did come through this week from our Canadian friend John, who wanted to wish us a happy second birthday and told us that this show means the world to him, and he catches the podcast every week. So,
and he's going to be performing. He's got a performance coming up as well, which is really exciting for him. So congratulations, John. Also, we have got one more message. I said make sure I can get it to play. We received this one from the president of the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria, who just happened to be the other Dominguez, and therefore making the Dominguez.
We share a surname. What a coincidence!
What a strange coincidence. I mean, like, could it be that you guys are somehow connected? Could it be that?
Hi, my name is Rebecca Dominguez, and I'm the president of Bisexual Alliance Victoria. Happy birthday to Triple Bypass, my favourite show on Joy 94.9. I hope there are many more shows, and I look forward to everything going smoothly for you for the rest of the year.
Can I just say, do you know why it's her favourite show? Because she gets to choose what's on TV at home, and it's a
make
nice
it sound
break.
Like she doesn't anyway.
Right.
No, like we know how. Like Beck and James are poly. They know how to communicate. They got that shit on lock.
Yeah. It's we've got that weird thing where back when I was working in an office job near Rebecca, we'd have that thing where it's like, I'm going to go have lunch with my wife, and my coworkers would be like, oh, you're going to go have lunch with your wife? That's weird. And I was like, yeah, it's weird that I'd like my wife and I enjoy her company.
I enjoy this person's company.
Oh, my God, straight people are weird.
my boyfriend goes sailing every Saturday and Sunday, and I like having the house and not having to sort of do things and just some spaces. Really good.
Do you have pets?
Two cats.
Oh, lovely.
We're looking to get a new dog.
With cats.
Yeah, exactly.
We actually had an episode early on that was like, does your cat know about the bisexual agenda? Because we were discussing about how a lot of people I know who are bi have an affinity for cats, but then Anthony said he didn't have the self-esteem for one.
No, cats are no good for my self-esteem. I need Staffy love. You know, Staffies that are just so needy, they let you know how much they need you, and I need to be needed like that. I'm sorry.
So, yes, after my baptism of fire with the bomb show, yeah, I came back again as a guest a second time early in the next year, and then I was invited. Like, I got an email like a day or two later saying, "Hey, you seem to sort of mesh pretty well with the team. Would you like to sort of be a regular?" And I have been ever since, because I was like, "Hey, would you like to talk about bisexuality regularly on the radio?" And I was like, "Yeah."
And I guess every show's felt safer than that first one, so it's all like
definitely a little more confident in like how to kind of keep things moving. I haven't listened to the older shows for a little while,
right? And we may be playing the first few moments of the very first show up. Yes.
Ooh. All right, let's have a go, and after that we'll be going to the break. So stay tuned. You're listening to you listen to Triple Bypass. You're about to learn to the very first episode of Triple Bypass.
We were baby buys.
We were baby buys. Enjoy. We'll be right back after this. This is Triple Bypass, second birthday celebration on Joy 94.9. You're now joining us for the first episode of Triple Bypass.
Yay!
Joy Radio's first bisexual show. Firstly, thanks to the guys from Our House about real estate. I have to admit, not quite at the age to be worrying about that just yet. But my co-host, maybe. Again, Triple Bypass, I'm Ruby.
And I'm Anthony.
And I'm Christina.
Welcome to the show, everyone.
So we're here because we are all bisexual. Pink, who just played, is bisexual. And
we haven't established that. We've just decided that she is.
We're claiming her.
We are.
She's ours now.
Yeah.
It's a big club.
It is. It's bigger than you'd expect. I think there's a few people that we should like step in and claim. Freddie Mercury. He's ours.
Yeah.
He's
ours. Sia, she's ours.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people out there who actually identify as bisexual and may not feel comfortable to do so. So we are here to provide a space to make that okay for everyone. So what's all this bisexual business about?
I know. Just turns out we're real.
We exist. We are a thing that happens.
For me, I kind of like it. It was a word that I knew growing up. So when I realised that I'd liked boys for a long time and then I had a crush on a girl, I was like, oh, I'm bisexual. I knew the word and I knew that it was a thing that existed. Not everyone seemed to. I definitely got a few people being like, that's not a real thing, Ruby.
Yeah. There's a lot of scepticism, particularly from non-bisexuals as well.
Yeah.
But even as a bisexual, I know when I was younger growing up, and I always considered myself straight for a very long time, and this was just some activity I'd engaging very privately from time to time that I didn't really think I had to put a label to. But I guess the label became more and more important the more other people almost expected that of me. So, yeah.
What about you? When did you have the, wow, I might not just be...
I started having thoughts, naughty thoughts about ladies when I was probably about five. My first crush was Wonder Woman. Oh, yeah, my
good
God.
Crush. Lucy Lawless?
Good crush.
No. Linda Carter, way, way back. Oh. Before your time, dear.
I was born in the 70s.
Yeah, I remember feeling funny in my pants when I saw Wonder Woman up on the screen. So I was like, what does this mean? But didn't actually understand that there was a thing called bisexuality. It was always gay or lesbian because, again, I was born in the 70s. So when I finally realised that, oh, yeah, I am actually attracted to women, but I'm also attracted to men. What is that? I guess that's... Oh, it's bisexuality. Oh, okay, one of those. Yeah, and I've kind of... It's been a long, drawn-out process.
Hey, I don't know how, I don't know why, but I like ladies and I like guys. I realize it's a surprise, but now I see that that's just me. It's not like I even tried. So if you ask me how I'm doing, here is my reply. I'm getting by. I'm getting by. Oh yeah, I'm letting my bi flag fly. Not gonna hide it, not gonna lie. I'm a bi kind of guy. There's no reason to be shy. Till the day I die. Now some may say, oh, you're just gay. Why don't you just go gay all the way? But that's not it, cause bi's legit. Whether you're a he or a she, we might be a perfect fit. And one more thing, I tell you what, being bi does not imply that you're a player or a slut. Sure, I like sex.
Please make him stop.
But I'm no hoe, I take things slow until I feel at ease. So if you ask me how I'm doing, I'm feeling peppy, sprightly, spry. I'm getting by, I'm getting by. And it's something I'd like to demystify. If not a phase, I'm not confused, not indecisive. I don't have the gotta choose blues. I don't care if you wear high heels or a tie. Catch my eye because I'm definitely bi. Big man! I'm getting by. 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 It doesn't take an intellectual to get that I'm bisexual.
Us right around the nation. Joy 94.9.
That's right. You're listening to Joy 94.9. And if that song didn't give it away, this is Triple Bypass.
I think that is my favourite rhyme of all time. It doesn't take an intellectual to see that I'm bisexual.
That whole song it just speaks to me.
It is our second birthday. We've been on air for 2 years. My name is Ruby.
I'm Anthony.
I am James.
And we're here to put the B in LGBTIQA+. Also, the pans and the polysexuals and the queers and everyone is welcome, but it was formed for the B.
And we've got our baby daddy here with us.
That's me. The creator himself, but as good an ally as you can get, basically. A gay man who decided that there needed to be a lot more, if not visibility, than audibility for bisexual.
And gave us an order saying, now talk about it, be loud and proud as much as you can. Don't be shy about it.
It wasn't really my right to say, but I think I love celebration more than you know, wallowing sort of, and I just want people to explode with aren't we fabulous and awesome? And you guys have done that while covering serious things too, and it's really awesome.
Well, you did prep us in the early shows, and you were paneling and co-producing the show with us, and you were doing a very good job at keeping us contained because we were bouncing off the walls in here and just off the air. You were just trying to sort of remind us that we have a certain amount of time to speak and when we need to not speak.
But we were excited, weren't we? Because it was just like, oh my god, yeah, that happened to me too. Oh my god,
the stopping was hard sometimes.
And obviously there are people out there who sort of need to hear this stuff because we're getting so many messages coming in today for our second birthday. Andrew McDougall, who's one of our first Twitter followers, who's been sending us lots of amazing messages over the last couple of years, has been listening tonight and tuning in as as we celebrate 2 years on air. Time flies. Hashtag by Twitter. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, and he messaged on Instagram saying, has it been 2 years already?
Right.
And Justin sent us a message on Facebook saying, happy birthday, guys. I love your infectious enthusiasm on air. You really make me feel like straight people are missing out on all the fun. And then a hug emoji.
No, that is lovely. And don't forget, you don't have to just be a listener. You can get in touch with Joy. Jump onto the website at joy.org.au and check out the Taste of Radio training. It's a great way to get some formal training to become a volunteer here and join one of the shows. And if you are bisexual...
If you're interested in being part of the Bypass team, we would definitely be interested in having a chat with you. Right. So for sure. And if you want to get in touch now, you can do so on 0427JOY 949 for the end of the show or on air at joy.org.au. And if you have just tuned in now and you're wondering what all the fuss is about, you can go to joy.org.au/triplebypass and check out 2 years worth of podcasts, also available on iTunes. Tell your friends. Or you can find us on Facebook at Triple Bypass on Joy, on Twitter at Triple Bypass, and on Instagram at Triple Bypass Joy.
Ruby, now breathe.
Bisexuality on a social media platform near you.
And just earlier, we heard from Josh from the Melbourne Bisexual Network sending us a birthday message. Thank you, Josh, and you are a brilliant bi activist.
And we have another one more message. This was from Fembot XYZ, the bisexual drag queen we had on, also aka my first boyfriend.
Hey guys, this is Fembot XYZ here. I'm just wishing Triple Bypass a happy 2 year birthday. Oh my god, I'm so proud, and I hope you enjoyed the trip out of your mother's uterus. Unless, of course, you're a test tube baby, and then, you know, you're a freak of nature, and I love it. Yeah, but thank you so much, Triple Bypass, for being in my life and for, you know, increasing the awareness of bisexuality to the point where everyone soon will realize that, you know, bisexual. I'm hoping. Anyway, thank you so much and goodbye. I hope you enjoy your birthday.
Can I just say I'm not sure where the baby came out. It may have been a miraculous conception or something, the triple bypass triplets.
It was a one-man effort. So I think, you know, test tubes kind of like, it's a scientific miracle is what it is.
I'm not sure how immaculate we are.
It was immaculate. Just when I was involved until you guys turned up.
Because that was a really interesting show because, you know, and because Fembot was talking about the biphobia that exists within and how basically before he became, before she got it, became a drag queen, people were actually much more willing to accept that he was bisexual than as soon as he got into drag. They're like, no, you're definitely gay.
It's funny,
like,
isn't it?
But he's like, but drag is like the most bi thing I can think of. Like, I'm literally masculine and feminine.
It's funny, you know, we being queer have sort of escaped all these stereotypes, and then often we're applying them to ourselves and to others, and, you know, certain people of certain parts of the community have to behave in certain ways, and it's just bizarre. There's so much diversity, and that's the joy of it.
I get it, because he's a joy and we're on Joy. He's biculture, the puns.
On Joy 94.9.
And we are getting lots of love for our birthday tonight. We do have another message that's come through. It says, Dear Triple Bypass, I love you and everything you do. You fantastic Lala of Bioneers.
Oh, Lala of, like, it's Lala of So what do you call a what's the collective noun for bisexuals? A lala. It's a lullabies.
That's from Big Josh.
That's from Josh.
Very good. And Bioneers, that's a good word.
Yes. That was coined by Sally Goldner from Out of the Pan on Twitter. And I do love that one too. Yeah. It's very good. And Josh is actually also tonight was at Bicycle, which you can catch at the Butterfly Club to the end of the week. Bi guys don't get that much representation. There's not much out there. They get even less of it. So go and watch the show. It's incredible. It's about dealing with your mental health and your sexuality and your relationships through spin classes.
Check it out.
I'm not an athletic person. And of course, and now we've also, one of the things, did we ever met, we also got in touch with Julia Taylor, who is a academic.
Yes, and Julia Taylor was, we had Julia on the show, I think for the Second Grid, and who presented the largest Australian mental health study on bisexual health and wellbeing. And Julia presented some preliminary findings. Julia's outcomes and final report will be out, I think, at the end of the year or maybe at the start of next year. We'll be in touch with Julia again. She has said that she's wanting to come back on the show. She did send us a birthday message, and she's also sent us a message for Bi-Visibility Day. We're going to be playing more of that on our September show.
I'm going to try and play the other message. Right now, that, of course, Bi-Visibility Day is coming up, so make sure you're getting your high-vis, bi-vis stuff going.
It's 23rd of September.
23rd of September. Thank you. The entirety of September is less focused as sort of Bi Visibility Month, and then there's the official Celebrate Bisexuality Day on the 23rd of September.
I'm going to be in Iceland on the 23rd of September.
Spread the word.
I'll have to wear something bi-ish on that day.
At the last BiPan meetup I had, there was an exchange student from Iceland who'd come over, and she was like, "Oh, so excited! We haven't got a big enough community there to just be a bi group."
So, MacDaddy, go over there.
There'll be a radio show, a bi radio show, on in Iceland before I leave. I commit.
That will be your legacy. I love it a lot. And this is
happy birthday to Triple Bypass.
As a No, that's still CS the cat. I tried. It was good to hear her voice again, though.
Damn technology.
We have had a really interesting variety of people on the show. I mean, we've had creatives and authors and musicians, academics and people who are doing amazing
dance,
research.
Like performers. Like during Midsummer, Triple Bypass hosted the first ever bi Midsummer event.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, as part of the Midsummer Futures program, and as part of a partnership with Midsummer, we did some stuff with Killjoy, the cabaret, which is incredible, Karma Dance with Govind and Raina, which was, again, amazing.
The Craftanoon with Yvette Turnbull.
That was so lovely.
Yes, about 35 bisexual people turned up. We drank rainbow beer.
We didn't actually drink that much beer. We made little badges.
I was drinking.
But we also made pearl bead badges, and it was a very wholesome day. And I think I'd been quite concerned. I was thinking, oh, our friends will rock up, so we'll know everybody here. But no, there were a lot of other people, and the word got around.
It was
around.
Huge. I was amazed by how many people
It was really full.
Up.
It was really lovely. I actually ran into the Midsummer's program manager on Saturday, and he was like, "So how did it go?" I'm like, "It was full." And he looked a little surprised. You know, it's a thing of like, I don't mean to be rude, but... didn't expect it. Good for you guys. It's like, look, our dad's like that too. It's fine.
Pleasantly surprised. It's fine.
Are there more bi community things now than there were 2 years ago? God, a question for all of you.
Well, yeah. Yes. Based actually on following Misty Farqua, so I know that there's been this bi discussion group that's been running for 13 years. And I think the issue was that was... following Misty Farquhar's example with the Bisexual Plus community in Perth, I set up a Facebook group for an online space, and that's the Bi Plus community of Melbourne. And I've been holding drink event, like catch up events once a month there for 3 months. And well, actually, no, it's been five. The first one I held a picnic and people turned up. And, you know,
the only way's up.
And then at the second time we went out for drinks and there was 30 of us. And then the second time, about the same. And then the time after that, we played board games and Cards Against Humanity. And the next one is on the 19th, Sunday the 19th at 2 p.m. at Kent Street Bar on Smith Street.
Yes, and they're well attended and they're a lot of fun. You got to get along to them. One other bi space that's appeared in the last 12 months because of this show, because we had Julia Taylor, the La Trobe University researcher, looking at bisexual mental health. We heard about what she was discovering in her research, and we were very concerned about the mental health and well-being of bi people. And then we also had Ella Busack on the show from Monash University, who was studying bi men's mental health in rural and regional Victoria. And so,
personal hero.
Right. And so we decided we needed to do something about this. So we, Ruby and I, formed the Melbourne Bisexual Network, which is a professional network.
Yeah, and we work with the Bisexual Alliance of Victoria to basically coordinate and improve the well-being of bisexual people and pansexual people and multigender attracted people in Victoria.
Right.
Cool.
And it's great because, you know, when you look at it, so James is the Vice President of Bisexual Alliance of Victoria.
President of Vice.
Yes. And so I'm the President of Melbourne Bisexual Network, and Anthony's currently the Secretary. And so between the three of us, we've got this great little, like, you know, unison thing going
on. And I'm the intern.
You're the intern. But it is actually interesting because, you know, this has become like a little hub of cross-communication.
It is.
We've got twice as many bi organisations as most other states in the country. By that, we have two.
Awesome.
And we want to get broader and bigger. And so we've had lots of people who have emailed us over the last 12 months and 2 years, actually, who have had some really good ideas and really good things by specific events that they're holding in the community. We're more than happy to promote it on the show. Get in touch with us. Get on the website. Send us an email. And we'll be more than happy to get you into the studio.
And when we founded Bisexual Alliance Victoria, we called it Bisexual Alliance Victoria specifically because we wanted it to be part the start of an alliance of organisations. And Victoria was just going to be the first one. So if you're in another state and you'd like to join our alliance, drop us a line.
Yeah, there's been discussions around that, I think, in Queensland and New South Wales after the Women's Health Conference. I had people ask about setting up bisexual networks and alliances in those groups too.
Can I say one little thing? I guess you guys know in the back of your mind, there are people who respond and send you emails, but there are lots of people who just listen silently and secretly and don't tell anyone, and you are probably saving lives doing what you do, and the scope of it you have no idea of, but it's incredible and it's huge.
Oh, my God. On that note, yes, you could also call QLife on 1-800-184. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional. 527 QLife is the LGBTIQA plus helpline. You can also reach Beyond Blue Support Service 24 hours a day on 1-300-224-636. We love you. Stay tuned. Coming up next is Local Roots with Jason. It has been an amazing 2 years.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to us. Birthday, and we can't wait for the next one. You're wonderful. And so are we. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.